few things more annoying in life than when you take a sip of a drink and it goes down the wrong pipe. It's just annoying. Can't really breathe for a few seconds. You're coughing. Your cheeks get puffy. Your eyes get red. And I had that happen to me about 10 seconds ago as I was taking a sip of my beverage.
It always happens right the moment before we come back from break.
Of course. I'm just trying to, you know, whet the appetite, so to speak, for the segment, get myself hydrated.
Yeah, keep the pipes lubricated, man.
Yeah, and no. It went down the wrong pipe, and I just spent the last 20 seconds choking. So that's my life. How's yours going? It is Chris Thomas Turtle on a hump day with you until 10 o'clock. Orin and I are about to do something I think is fun. Falcons are on a bye week, so I've been doing some different things on the show this week to, you know, highlight some of the other sporting events that are going on because of how important Falcons coverage is here. And rightfully so, especially after that win versus Washington. Last night we had a fantasy expert on. We talked some baseball with Grant McCauley. We'll talk some more baseball tonight. And in 15 minutes, Caleb Johnson's going to stop by.
Let's go, Hawks. Let's go, Hawks.
Hawks play Monday. You heard that,
right? First preseason game against, Houston on Monday.
Yeah, you heard that right, and that'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NBA preseason's already here. Sheesh.
Catch it.
Fever, catch it. Speaking of the fever, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. There's a lot going on in the WNBA right now. That story involving Nafisia Collier has only exploded.
It's grown.
Exponentially.
And she's getting all the backing right now from all the ladies in the WNBA.
As she should. I think they'll have a new commissioner pretty soon, if you want me to be perfectly honest about it. It doesn't look like they want
Kathy
to negotiate the new CBA. Kathy Engelbert, the current commission. That's a lot going on there. All right, let's do a little. Would you like to play a game? Yes, I would. Contender or pretender? We're going to go through every team in the NFL, division by division, and we're just going to give a quick thought on if the team is a contender or pretender.
Okay.
Now, before we do this, Orin, how many contenders do you think we're going to have?
Oh, I would say...
You think double digits?
No. No, not right now. Not even right now. I would say probably maybe at the most six.
Wow. I'm going to say over. And I promise I will not purposefully tilt the results. I'm tracking both Orin and I as we go here. Got my pen and paper here ready to go. All right. Let's start here in the AFC East. The New York Jets. We'll go from bottom to top. We'll go from bottom to top.
The last shall be first.
Yeah. New York Jets at 0-4. Contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Yeah.
No, contender. They're a pretender.
Yeah. This one's not even worth.
Still years away from anything remotely good happening for the Jets right now.
Yeah, there's not even like a deep dive analysis to do there.
At
1-3 without Tyreek Hill for the rest of the year, the Miami Dolphins, contender or pretender?
Even with a healthy Tyreek, they would not be a contender.
I agree. They are a pretender. The New England Patriots at 2-2. Drake May starting to look pretty good. I think their defense isn't terrible. Christian Gonzalez just needs to stay healthy. They're 2-2. Division is stinky. What do you think? Contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Ooh, see, this is going to be our first disagreement. I'm going to go contender for the New England Patriots at 2-2. And just as the Jets, there was no discussion because of how bad they are. The Buffalo Bills, there's really no discussion because of how good they are.
Sitting at 4-0 right now, and probably going to stroll into Atlanta next week and be 5-0, and that'll be a fun Monday night football game. I'm sorry.
Well, let's not completely rule them out, though. You have been pretty pessimistic on the Falcons this year, my friend.
I'm just saying, man.
I never want you to do anything but keep it real.
Told you after Buffalo that next stretch of five games, I think they can go 4-1. And with how banged up San Fran is right now, that's looking a little bit more likely.
All right. AFC North. Cleveland, we've been talking about them all night because of Shedeur Sanders and his antics. They are 1-3. Contender or pretender?
They are a pretender. They can't even get the quarterback position straight. The guys they have there aren't very good. And the bad part about it is they have a really good defense.
Really good.
A really good defense.
Held the Packers to 10 points good.
That's just being wasted right now with very suboptimal and subpar. They may have found something in Quinshon Judkins at the running back position. They might have their tight end of the future in Harold Fannin Jr. Don't have a quarterback, though. So, no, absolutely not pretender.
This one's tough. The Baltimore Ravens at 1-3. You still believe?
So, the last time, if I read this correctly, they started 1-3 in the season. They did not make the playoffs. No idea when Lamar's coming back. That defense is beat up to hell, and it's not very good at all. Derrick Henry looks mortal. It just... there's problems right now for the Ravens that you wouldn't think would have been problems at the start of the season. So by virtue of that, I will say pretender.
I agree for all the reasons you just said. Cincinnati Bengals somehow 2-2, but not great.
It's not a great two, not a strong 2-2.
Yeah, I think pretender there.
Yeah, just good Lord.
The
Jay
quarterback's
Brownie,
not
man.
Good. I mean, he's not good.
I saw the guys from a pro football commenter, he talked about today how he thinks that Joe Burrow has to be the best player in the NFL because of what the Bengals have transformed into without him on the field.
I mean, look at what he did last year. He almost was the
he
best player.
Led them
in the NFL.
Single-handedly almost to the playoffs himself. Yeah.
Pittsburgh 3-1, looking good. Division's weak. I'm going to say for sure a contender.
Yeah, man. Just by virtue of, like you said, the division that they're in right now. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, turning back a little bit of time right now.
All right, so we are halfway through the AFC. I have 3, you have 2. We are doing contenders and pretenders in the NFL here on Chris Thomas Tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. The AFC South, the Tennessee Titans, woof, 0-4.
Nope.
I don't think there's much to discuss here. Pretender. Unfortunately, I think I have to say the same about the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pretender there.
Again, it's just pieces on offense that are great. They may have found their running back of the future in Woody Marks. That offensive line is dreadful. So, yeah, just not great again. Again, like Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter on the outside at corner for those two. You got your stud pass rusher and Will Anderson Jr., but hey, the offensive line is holding them back right now, so no.
This one's tough. The Jags are 3-1. But are they a contender or pretender?
I don't buy Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry. We had Chad Parsons on last night, the fantasy guy, and he talked about the number of turnover-worthy plays that Trevor Lawrence has had. There used to be this crazy stat where it was Matthew Berry talked about for quarterbacks, it was passes that should have been intercepted or intercepted passes that were dropped. And I got a feeling Trevor Lawrence is high up on that list right now, throwing a bunch of balls to the opposing team that they're just not bringing in. And eventually that gap kind of closes of the balls that aren't caught and the balls that are caught. So, yeah, I just don't buy them yet either.
I don't either. I agree with you. Pretender there. And then the Colts, 3-1, started off as the hottest team in the NFL, but came back down to earth last week. Are you still buying Indiana Jones and the Colts?
No, it's Danny Dimes. Everything eventually comes to a not-so-fun end with him.
I agree. I think they're a pretender as well. So no teams in the AFC South are contenders right now.
Shutting them out. Shutting them out.
Through the first 4 weeks of the season. The AFC West, this one's going to be tough. The Raiders at 1-3. I thought they were going to be better than they were, man. I'm disappointed by them. I'm going to say pretender.
Pretender as well. Although Asen Jansy had a bit of a
coming out
an
party.
Arriving, if you will, this past Sunday. But, yeah, just still – Brock Bowers has been up and down this year, too. And
yeah. I don't know if he's 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Broncos are one of the tougher teams to diagnose. They're 2-2.
Do you trust Bo Nix?
No. I'm going to say pretender.
There you go. That's the answer. Pretender.
Kansas City Chiefs for me. Again, you know how I feel about this. Got to beat them to beat them. So I'm putting them as a contender.
Yeah, we just had Frank Schwab on. He talked about all the weapons that they're getting back. Well, Rashee Rice and having Xavier Worthy get healthy, putting more weapons on the outside for Patrick Mahomes. They are going to be a tough team to beat the second half of the season. So, yeah, give me them as a contender.
This might be my most controversial one. I'm going to go pretender on the Chargers.
Oh, I will go with you on that one.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
They lost Rashawn Slater. as the season started. They just lost Joe Alt, their other tackle. So for a team that wants to be a physical, run-the-football type of team, it's not great when you lose your two bookends on the outside. So Keenan Allen's been a great story thus far, but how much can you depend on a receiver who's 33, 34 years old to keep making plays for you? It's just – it's Ladd McConkey. You talk about a guy disappearing this season.
Yeah, which is crazy after how good he was last year.
Yeah, just falling behind those two, behind Quentin Johnston and Keenan Allen. So, I mean, they have a good defense, but I just – eventually at some point or another – they have to become that identity of running the football with them. It's going to have to become a lot more present. And I don't think they have the hosses up front to get that done.
I think we both agree. Let's start the NFC and the East. Giants pretenders, even with Jackson Dart. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Dallas Cowboys. No, thank you. No, CeeDee Lamb. Commanders. Looks like Jaden Daniels is coming back this week. Are they back in the mix?
I'm still going to go pretenders.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go contender for the Commanders. I think once their offense gets whole, I think they're going to be fine. And then the Eagles, no discussion there, obviously the best team in the NFL.
Let me ask you a question about the Eagles real quick before we get on.
Eagles?
The Eagles there. Are they going to have enough offense to get it done, or are they just going to be one of those teams that just does enough, the bare minimum, to win ball
games? I think they're a turn it on in the playoffs team at this point. Like Saquon, I'm not surprised if they're like,
slow it down a little bit right
let's
now.
Let's save those legs to be fresh come January, sir. I'm not worried about them at all. Bears, disappointing. I'm definitely going pretender there.
Yeah, not there yet.
Minnesota, same thing. Carson Wentz, J.J. McCarthy, interchangeable. Defense is being wasted. I'll go pretender there. Packers, bad loss. I still buy them, though. I'm going to say... still a contender for now.
Same thing with them that Sandy that the Chargers have right now. Just that offensive line up front, a lot of injuries right now to those guys. They lost their what was their right tackle, and then the left tackle's been out for a minute too. So, I just at some point or another, Jordan Love either has to become the dude or not be the dude. And he hasn't done it yet, I don't think, to show me that he can be the dude.
See, I think he is the dude. He's had a couple of really good seasons. It's not just one. So I think he is the dude. We'll see. We're only four games in. And the Lions, 3-1. You buying them?
Yeah, I'm buying the Lions, all man.
Right. So I'm buying them as well. I'm at 8. You're at 5 heading into the home stretch here. Contender or pretender on Chris Thomas tonight, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Saints... not worth a discussion. Nope. Carolina Panthers at 1-3.
Nope.
No. Even after what they did to the Falcons. Tampa Bay at 3-1. I think we both agree there.
Yes.
They're very good. And the Atlanta Falcons. Contender or pretender?
And Frank Schwab had it right. We still don't know what this football team is yet. Until... we can see it on a week-to-week consistent basis, because as high as we are right now after this Commanders win, we were just the opposite, the inverse, baffled how bad they looked versus Carolina.
You're right. A part of this is a heart pick. I gotta go contender.
Yeah, just show it to me. If they can put it together, like I said, that next five-week stretch after Buffalo, if they can put consistent performances together – over those next 5 weeks after the bye, maybe it's a different type of situation.
All right, final division. I saved this one for last because I think it's the hardest to differentiate between. The NFC West, Cardinals at 2-2.
Pretender.
Yeah, I agree. Rams at 3-1. I think they're a contender.
They always find a way to sleepwalk through like the first third of the season.
Yeah.
And as we get to like week 9, 8 or 9, they hit a switch, and they make the playoffs and end up hosting and winning a playoff game. So yeah, and as long as McVay and Stafford are still there, I will go contender.
Okay, two more. Seattle, 3-1.
Pretender.
I agree. I don't think they're legit either. They're 3-1, but I think they're a paper tiger. And finally, San Francisco 49ers at 3-1.
I think they're a pretender. I just think it's going to be too much to overcome like Baltimore, all the injuries they have right now. And you got to watch the use of Christian McCaffrey. At some point or another, it just Brian Robinson's got to get a lot more touches. Just
don't
because.
Say that, Oren.
I'm sorry for your
don't
fantasy purposes.
Don't say that, Oren.
I'm sorry for your fantasy purposes.
He's getting me like 23 points a game, Oren.
They cannot keep giving him the football 30 times a game, dude. He will he will crumple.
All right.
He will, like Kane's king. They need to both subscribe to the, hey, less is better. Less is more with those two guys.
All right. So final tally. I have 11. Oren has 8. So more than you thought. A couple more than you thought. Contenders and pretenders. That was fun. We'll do this. Maybe we'll do this like at each third of the season. We'll do this after another 4 weeks and then another 4 weeks to see how many teams have been added or dropped off. It is Chris Thomas tonight. When we get back, let's check in on the Hawks, their first preseason game coming up in just a couple of days right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.